Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. I can't say I know a lot about food ethics, other than I'm probably making a better ethical choice when I reach for some locally produced cheese rather than a box of Cheez-Its. Here to give us a clearer picture on that topic is Suzanne Podhizer. She's a writer for 7 Days. Suzanne, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Explain to us this idea of food ethics.
Sure. So I think to understand food ethics, we need to start with understanding ethics in general. So ethics are rules of behavior based on ideas about what's morally good or bad. And so in the case of food ethics, we're talking about those kind of moral choices as they relate to what we eat. And one of the things that's really important is that even when we're not thinking about what we're doing, we're still making ethical choices.
That's a great point. Now, why is this subject so interesting to you?
Part of it is that, you know, when I think about modern life, we're making choices constantly, dozens if not hundreds a day. We decide whether to put gas from this station or that station into our car. We decide where we're going to stop for coffee, and we make a lot of decisions about food. I think over the course of a day, a lot of the majority of the decisions we make are about what to eat or what not to eat. And so I think it's pretty important. And I also think people don't necessarily think about it a lot. But the ramifications of the decisions that we make are pretty huge.
But you've been thinking about it for a while.
I have been. And one of the conclusions I've come to is that when our choices don't actually line up with what we believe, it's pretty harmful to us on a psychological basis. So that's one of the reasons I think about it.
What are the naughtiest problems food ethicists grapple with?
Naughtiest, not naughtiest.
or naughtiest.
You know, there are a handful that I think really rise to the top in terms of ethical difficulty. One is whether it's appropriate to raise animals for food or not. Ethicists are definitely not in agreement about that. And so a lot of the writing that's done, a lot of the earliest ethical writing was about that issue. World hunger and how to feed people is another one. The health of the environment definitely has been kind of rising to the top of questions about food ethics, because the way that we farm has a really big impact on the environment. And then there are issues about worker abuse and suffering. A lot of people don't really understand how bad some of the food systems are and how badly the workers are treated. And so that's something I've been learning more and more about, and it's really made it seem more important to me to talk about these things.
And you've recently spoken to some authors of a new book about this.
There are two UVM professors who co-authored a book called Food Ethics in Society, an introductory text with readings. And they're Mark Budolfsson and Tyler Doggett, and I actually had a picnic with them.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Suzanne Podhizer, a food writer for 7 Days. We're talking about issues of food ethics. Suzanne, when you met with the authors of this book, there was a bit of a butter dilemma, which really kind of punctuates the questions of food ethics. So tell us what happened.
Sure. So when I was buying the food for this picnic, I chose two different kinds of butter that I found at City Market. I brought butter from Plowgate in Fayston, and I brought butter from Mountain Home in Tunbridge. And they're very different butters. The Plowgate Creamery butter is made with milk from the St. Albans Creamery, and it costs $13.98 a pound. The Mountain Home butter in Tunbridge is made with milk only from that farm. And they feed the cows grass from the farm, and they make their own hay, and they feed the cows that hay in the winter. So it's kind of a closed loop. And that butter is $20 a pound. So on the one hand, you have a butter from Plowgate that's supporting a lot of Vermont farms, is having a big impact. And then on the other hand, you have a very small producer of a very high-quality butter that is excellent for the soil. The color is this beautiful golden orange. But it's very expensive. Not everyone can afford it. Not everyone can even get their hands on it. So how do you decide what's right?
Yeah, how do ethicists balance that need for affordability against the harm of inexpensive foods?
So I think different ethicists are going to have different answers for that. When I was talking to Barry Esterbrook for this story, Barry's a writer. He's written books about food politics. He writes articles about food politics. He pointed out that about 14% of Americans are food insecure. So there's that piece of the conversation about food access and making sure people have enough to eat. But then there's another piece of the conversation about what people are choosing to do with the money that they have. And when people have disposable income, should they be spending it on food? So for the majority of Americans, they could be maybe spending a little bit more on high-quality food, and perhaps they're choosing not to. So one of the questions is, what can a person truly afford? And if they can truly afford something, a food ethicist would say, do the right thing before you do the fun thing. Spend the money on good quality food before you spend it on a vacation. And that's really hard for people to swallow.
After meeting with these two professors and having your picnic, what's your takeaway on food ethics?
Well, you know, if you participate in the food system, which everybody does, it's actually your responsibility to educate yourself and to decide which practices you support and which ones you don't want to support. So then that question of what you can truly afford comes into play. If you've decided what you believe in, then can you afford to buy the food that supports those systems? I know a food ethics professor who literally eats black beans out of the can for lunch. That's a really affordable option, but it's not something that a lot of people would want to do. So one of the questions is then, how can we make it easy to do the right thing? And finally, I would say that for food to be good, it has to come from a system that protects the soil, pays fair wages to people, minimizes suffering, and actually also tastes good.
Suzanne Podhizer is a food writer for 7 Days. Thanks for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.